Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building Atmosphere the D&B way, using resampling workflows in Ableton Lev 12 to create the deepening tunnel feeling right before the drop. This is advanced, but it's one of the fastest ways to make a jungle or old-school D&B track feel alive, gritty, and properly connected to the groove. The big idea here is simple. Don't reach for generic risers and polished effects. Instead, build the atmosphere from your own breakbeats, bass fragments, noise, and little texture hits. Then print those sounds to audio, process them again, slice them up, and reshape them until they feel like they were always part of the track. That's the mindset shift. In this style, atmosphere is not decoration. It's part of the drum and bass architecture. It works because it supports the break, increases tension without choking the low end, and makes the drop feel inevitable. So let's set up the session first. Create a dedicated audio track and name it something like ATM Resample. Set its input to resampling if you want to capture the whole mix, or better yet, route only the drum and bass groups into a pre-master bus and resample that. That gives you more control and keeps the material focused. In a D&B project, this is gold, because you can print the interaction between the drums, bass movement, and FX into audio, then treat it like a sample. For tempo, think around 170 to 174 BPM for modern jungle and rollers, or a little lower if you want that looser old-school feel. Record at least 4 bars, and 8 bars if you want something that evolves more naturally. If the material is more percussive, Beats Warp mode can work well. If it's tonal or smeared, Complex Pro is usually a better choice. Now build the source material from things already in your track. That's important. We want an atmosphere that grows out of the rhythm section, not some unrelated pad floating on top. A good source set might include a chopped amen or break loop, a muted res or bass harmonic layer, a few noise bursts, and maybe one stab, chord, vocal hit, or eerie one-shot. Use Ableton stock tools to shape these before resampling. Simpler is great for one-shots or sliced atmos hits. Drum rack is perfect for break chops and ghost hits. Operator or wave eatable can give you a tonal drone or sub movement. Auto filter helps carve the tone, and saturator or overdrive adds the grime. A really strong advanced move is to create a tiny 1 or 2 bar pre-atmosphere loop that is rhythmically tied to the break. For example, let the atmosphere hit against the snare ghosts, or follow the fill before the drop. That makes the build feel embedded in the groove instead of pasted on top. In jungle and old-school D&B, that rhythmic relationship matters a lot. Now record that source into audio, and don't try to make it perfect on the first pass. Aim for movement. While you're printing, manually move or automate a few key things. Open the auto filter slowly, starting dark around a few hundred hertz and rising toward the upper mids by the end. Bring in more reverb as the section develops, but don't wash everything out too early. A little frequency shifter can add instability and haze. A touch of chorus ensemble can help with width, but keep it subtle so you don't smear the center too much. Once it's recorded, listen back and start hunting for the strongest moments. You might only need 1 bar or 2 bars from the whole pass. That's fine. In fact, that's often where the magic is. If a section feels too clean, don't be afraid to re-record it after adding another layer of processing. In this genre, second and third generation resampling is often where the character really appears. Next, turn the recording into a playable instrument. Drag the resampled audio into simpler. If the material is break-based and transient heavy, use slice mode. If it's more sustained and textural, classic mode is probably better. If the clip has a mix of drums and tonal content, slice it by transients and map it across pads. Then write a MIDI pattern that only triggers the best fragments in sync with the build. This is where the groove gets surgical. You're not just playing a loop, you're composing tension with fragments. Set the simpler filter fairly dark at first, maybe somewhere in the low pass range that keeps the atmosphere tucked away. Use a little attack if you want to soften the hits, and give it enough release so the tails smear into one another. If you want subtle pitch glide between notes, add a little portamento. A smart arrangement move here is to make the atmosphere answer the break. Let it respond to the snare fill on 1 bar, then back off the next bar so the drop has room to breathe. That call and response feeling is a huge part of what makes the build feel alive. Now add a second layer underneath, a controlled harmonic drone. Use operator or wave eatable and keep it minimal. 1 note or 2 notes is enough. Think minor second, tritone, minor ninth, or root plus flat 5. We're not writing a pad progression here. We're creating pressure. Operator with a sine or triangle bass and a little FM edge works well. Wave eatable with a filtered saw or square blend can also be great, especially if you low pass it pretty hard. Add a slow filter movement or a gentle LFO if you want motion. If you want a little vintage grit, a touch of redux can add aliasing character. Then resample this drone together with the chopped atmosphere so the tonal bed becomes part of the same audio object. That's a huge part of the sound. Once it's printed together, it feels more cohesive, more sample-based, and less like separate clean layers. Now we get to the real build design. Automation. The biggest difference between a decent atmosphere and a real DNB build is intention. You want the build to narrow, intensify, and create a feeling of imminent release. That means the whole thing should feel like it's inhaling before the drop. Automate the filter cutoff rising across 4 or 8 bars. Narrow the stereo width gradually, maybe with utility, so the atmosphere collapses toward the center before the drop. Be careful not to mess with the sub too much unless you want a full breakdown effect. Usually, you want the atmosphere layers to get thinner while the drums become more psychologically present. That way the groove takes over the listener's attention as the build progresses. A strong arrangement example might look like this. The first two bars have a filtered break texture and low drone only. Bars 3 and 4 add chopped atmosphere hits and more motion. Bars 5 and 6 open the filter, add more distortion, and maybe a short fill. Bars 7 and 8 narrow the stereo field, remove some low mid mud, cut the reverb tail, and leave a little gap before the drop. That last gap is important. Don't let the build eat the drop. A lot of producers make the mistake of keeping the atmosphere too wide, too wet, or too loud right up to the hit. Then the first kick and snare don't land with enough force. You want a little negative space before impact. Cut the reverb and delay slightly early. Let the first downbeat hit dry and confident. Now for the advanced part. Print it again. This is the double print stage, and it's where the jungle magic starts to show up. Route the atmosphere bus through EQ8 to carve out mud around the low mids. Use glue compressor for a little cohesion. Saturator or roar can add density and modern grit. Echo can give you a filtered trailing smear, and hybrid reverb can provide a short dark room or plate feel. Then record the whole thing back into audio and edit it like a sample. Look for a strong noise swell, a good final half bar or bar leading into the drop, and a clean little pocket of space right before the impact. If needed, chop the printed build into two or three clips and place them with tiny gaps. That missing frame effect is incredibly powerful in DNB because it makes the drop feel more aggressive when the energy returns. When you place the build in the arrangement, think like a DJ and like a drummer at the same time. In a standard DNB arrangement, you might have an intro, a main groove, an 8-bar tension section, then a 4 to 8-bar build into the drop. For old-school jungle energy, shorter builds often hit harder. 4 bars can be enough if the phrase is tight and the drums are doing their job. Also, keep the break as the emotional anchor. If the break is busy, simplify the atmosphere. If the break is sparse, let the atmosphere carry more of the tension. And if the drop is going to be huge, make sure the build isn't hogging all the headroom. Here are a few things to avoid. Don't make the atmosphere too pretty. Jungle atmosphere should feel sampled, rough, and slightly damaged. Add break noise, saturation, and mid-range filtering if it feels too glossy. Don't over-widen the low end. Keep the sub and low mid elements mono or near mono. Don't rely on a generic riser with no rhythmic identity. The build should come from your material, not from a preset gesture. And definitely don't skip resampling. Print it, process it, print it again. That's where the personality comes from. A few pro moves can really push the style. Try resampling distortion in layers. For example, run a break texture through saturator, print it, then feed that into overdrive or roar lightly. Several small passes often sound dirtier than one extreme one. Add unstable pitch movement over a few bars for that tape warp feeling. Blend Ghost Reese harmonics into the build by low-passing the Reese and resampling only the movement. Keep the break audible under the atmosphere if you want old-school jungle energy to stay front and center. And use transient contrast. Short dry hits before the drop make the drop feel heavier. You can also get creative with arrangement. Try a false drop by pulling the atmosphere down hard for half a beat or a beat, then bringing a small fragment back right before the real it. Or strip the final bar down so the drop fully owns the spectrum. Another powerful trick is to let one tiny tail, like a chopped vocal or filtered noise fragment, carry over into the first bar of the drop. That tiny overlap can glue the transition together beautifully. If you want a quick practice challenge, build a 4-bar atmosphere from one break loop, one bass note or Reese fragment, and one noise or atmospheric one shot. Process them with auto filter, saturator, and either hybrid reverb or echo. Resample the result. Drag it into simpler and slice or repitch it. Write a 4-bar MIDI phrase that leaves space on the final beat. Automate the filter, reverb, and stereo width. Then print the final build to audio and trim it so it lands cleanly into the drop. The goal is not just to make a cool FX moment. The goal is to make something that feels like it belongs to a Riddle Jungle or old school DNB arrangement. So remember the core idea. Build atmosphere from your own drum and bass material, resample it, reshape it, and treat it like part of the groove. That's how you get that deepening tunnel feeling, that inhale before impact, that gritty, sample-based tension that makes the drop feel massive. Print early, commit hard, resample again, and let the groove do the talking.